I can hear nearly 80 gigs of data in my head.
That's one small step for man.
Hey, this is JVL. You're listening to On Sound. Glad you made it back. All right, tonight I'm only going to play two bands, but I'm going to play a lot of their music. First band up, 30-06. They're from Columbus, Ohio. I found them on MySpace. They rock. I'm just going to get right down to it. First song I'm going to play is AKA. Here you go. Alright, that was 30-06. I'm gonna play another one from 30-06 called Sugar Pill. If you guys like what you're hearing, you like the music, you like the show, show me some love. come visit my webpage. It's jvl.podomatic.com. I got everything there. I got links to find out more about the bands that I'm playing tonight and previous podcasts you can check out about other bands. Please go there. There's lots of stuff you can do. They got a Frapper page. You can tell me where you're from, you know, show some love. Being that it is a new month and this is a podcast, one big thing you could do for me is to go to my webpage and click on the Podcast Alley link. It will take you to Podcast Alley where you can vote for my podcast in the music section. It takes 2 minutes. There's no spam involved. It's real easy. And it helps out these bands. It helps my pod show get heard, plus these bands. So do me that favor. Do it for these bands. And here you go, Sugar Pill, 30-odd-6.
Thank you.
All right, I got one more for you. Adios, 30-odd-6. All right, that was 30-odd-6, tearing it up. That was three songs by them. They fucking rock, dude, tearing it up. Listen, go check out their MySpace page. You can find their link on my webpage, which is jvl.podomatic.com. One more little thing. If you like the music and you want to give a shout-out, call me on my comment line. Get ready. Here it is, 206-350-2163. Call me and leave a message about anything. If you want to cuss out your boss, you know, if you're pissed off at your girlfriend, your girl's pissed off at your boyfriend, you want to cuss them out, I'll play it. If you're drunk and you just got into a fist fight, give me a call, let me know. All right, that was 206-350-2163. Now, this band, 30-odd-6, really up and coming. They're getting ready to put a tour together, and they're going to be hitting like Cleveland, Cincinnati, Louisville, Detroit, Chicago, Pittsburgh. So check them out. Go see them live. All right, let's get into this next band, which is Agents of the Sun. I had a really good time doing an interview with this band. It was a lot of fun. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play you two songs, and I'll throw another song in at the very end. But I'm going to play you two songs so you can get familiar with their music and, you know, listen to the interview. It's a long interview, but it was a lot of fun. Here you go, Agents of the Sun. Listening to JVL. That song name was Dreams. Here is shit. Oh, they're gonna kick a trapdoor. Ha ha! I still remember. Here's Trapdoor by Agents of the Sun.
You point the finger at me. Briefly, I feel so weak. You place the blame on me. Didn't mean to hurt you at all. I'm with you now.
my soul, my soul. Hatred is what you feel. Never could regain control. How does the bottom feel?
I'm going to play this interview for you. And it was recorded about 2 weeks ago. And I'm not going to edit it. It's just raw, okay? And it's a cell phone recording, so some of the quality isn't the greatest. But, you know, screw that. You still get the picture. So here it is. It's about 5 minutes. My little interview with a great band, Agents of the Sun.
Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Where you at?
Right now, currently I'm at Fletcher's Bar in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, shit, man. You want me to let you go, or you want to keep doing this?
No, let's do this, man. Let's do this.
All right, cool, man.
But I'm going to step outside and freeze my ass off, so let's do it.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm a jerk. I'm catching you at a bad hour.
Fucking God.
Hey, so what band are you in there, buddy?
Agents of the Sun.
Oh really? Is that a you've been out for a little while. You've been working it for a while.
Coming June will be 4 years.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
And now do you have any albums out or just an EP?
No, we definitely have two albums out, two full length records. First one is called Aurora, which came out I believe in 2003.
Okay.
This second record just came out in October of 2005, and that's called Monarchs of a Fallen Society.
Okay, sweet. Who else is in the band?
We've got Jason Fubler on guitar, Frankie Hernandez on bass, Dave Dobson on drums, and Ray Dobson on lead vocals, and I'm Ralph, and I play the guitar as well.
All right, Ralph. What type of music are you? Classify it if you have to.
If I have to, I would honestly call it rock. I mean,
there you go.
I mean, there's some elements of like our singer screams, but not in every single song. He definitely sings.
Yeah, I would definitely say he sings.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's definitely a singer, but when he screams, when he feels like it's appropriate, you know, and I think it's a good mix.
Let's talk about that. You know, the new term is screamo and emo. And for me, man, I'm old school. I got rock, metal, punk, and heavy motherfucking metal. And for me, a lot of guys are, you know, they want to classify the shit. But for me, when somebody's yelling and screaming, that equals emotion.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. When he screams, It's when he feels like he needs to scream, when he really wants to, you know, get the fucking, you know, get your fucking attention. I mean, not that his singing doesn't get the attention, but sometimes, you know, you just don't need to scream all the time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, music is music. You want to classify, you want to get, like, hey, this is a, you put a spectrometer on it and analyze it, go ahead. Right. Fuck you.
Yeah, and Frankie and I do a lot of vocal harmonies, too, so we definitely got some vocal harmonies going on. Jason and I do a lot of guitar harmonies. You know, him and I are always complimenting each other. Like, if we don't play, like, the same guitar line.
Yeah, you don't.
You know, we don't copy each other's, you know, it's just, like, he's doing one thing and I'm complimenting. Well, he's complimenting me. We both play lead.
Now,
pretty cool, man.
I noticed you got some shows coming up. Where are they so your fans can find you out?
Well, let me go at it this way. Like, right now we're doing some. We're pretty much staying in our home area, going up as far as Pennsylvania, maybe down south to North Carolina. But
okay.
I'd really like to talk about this upcoming spring and summer. We're touring with two bands. One band is called Allele, which is A-L-L-E-L-E, and it's a band that was put together from an ex-guitar player from Cold and an ex-guitar player from OTEP.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man, and they're doing really, really well. They're selling out some really big shows, and we get to join them. Also, more towards the summer, we're going to join the Penny Royals out on tour.
Get out of here! I like that freaking band.
Another great band. So we're really in a good position right now. It's going to be a long, long tour. It's all going to add up to about 8 months, and it starts pretty much in April.
Wow, man!
Yeah, we're just fucking totally digging it, man. We're really psyched. I mean, we've had the opportunity to tour with bands like 311, Papa Roach, Unwritten Law.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Actually, last summer was probably the most amazing summer of all of our lives. It was incredible.
Well, you know, to be honest, man, you guys are going places. I mean,
I certainly hope so. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. That's really what we would all like to accomplish. You know, we want everybody to hear our music. That's just the bottom line.
Well, you're easy guys. You're good going guys. I mean, you're gonna get far. I mean, those pricks out there that think they're the shit. You know what I mean? They're only gonna get so far.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to be one of those names.
there's only a few. Let's talk about who writes the music. How does that come about? I mean, how do you work that deal out?
For us, we get into a room. This happens, you know, pretty much on a weekly basis. We're going to go rehearse and practice, and you know, we all write it together, man. I mean, somebody will start playing a riff, you know, Jason will start playing a riff, or I'll start playing a riff, or, you know, even the drummer and the bass player start playing something, and we just start adding to it, and then Ray will, you know, start singing a melody to it, and bust out his lyrics, and next thing you know, we just finished another song, you know.
So it comes easy for you.
You know, definitely. I mean, that's how our band got together. We were all in different bands, and we were all kind of scoping each other out. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like, oh, that guy's cool. What would it be like to be in a band with him? So we contacted each other, and all decided, okay, we're gonna get together and jam and see what happens. And that's exactly what happened. We got into a room. Next thing you know, we had written three songs, and we were just like, it's fucking incredible. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Once you find that chemistry, it's undeniable. And exactly what happened. We quit all of our bands the next day and started this band.
No shit. You quit your ex-bands and it just said, fuck it. I'm doing it.
That very night. Yeah.
Balls, dude. You got balls. Yeah.
It was great, man.
I like
no
that.
Turning back, no turning back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, like, I've never been in a band. Nor should I. But I appreciate that. It's like, well, for me, like, when I listen to bands, you know, I'm like, wow, I like that. Bam. And some people, you know, some of my friends, including the girlfriend, will say, hey, you know, I don't like that band. But I'm like, fuck that, man. That band rocks.
Yeah.
Rocks. And, you know, I'm old school. It doesn't take much for me to rock, but it does. You know? Yeah,
I know what you're saying, man.
Yeah. So, what's after the tour, Are you thinking about maybe putting out an album? Come on.
Another record? Absolutely. We're already pretty much, we're writing, like I said, we're writing stuff all the time. We've already got our sights set on who we want to, you know, record us and produce us. This last record was mixed by Chad Sexton from 311.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So that's really cool, and we're really hoping that we can go out with this next record. We'll go out to California and record at the Hive.
You know what? It sounds like you guys have gotten a little luck coming your way.
I certainly hope so, man. I really do.
Well, it sounds like, because I've talked to some bands, and they're good. They just, you know, they didn't have any money. They didn't have any luck. And right. They still rock. But if there's any advice you can give, any lessons you've learned, what would it be? Band managers, shows to play, like anything.
No, I mean, honestly, the best advice I could give is just don't be an asshole. Because, you know, if you're fucking, you know, thinking you're fucking big shit, and you start fucking acting all fucking rock star or fucking whatever, you know, you just gotta stay true to yourself, and fans and people that work with you will appreciate it, and they'll remember you. They'll be like, man, these guys were fucking cool, man. You know, they didn't have any fucking big fucking chip on their shoulder or think they were too cool for school or whatever. You know, you just gotta go in, be humble, and let your show speak for itself. You know, let your music speak for itself. You don't have to talk yourself up, you know, just, you know. I'm just a regular fucking guy, man, that's in a group with a bunch of other fucking regular guys, and we just happen to make good music together, you know?
Wow. You know what? I'm really glad I had a chance to sit down and chat with you. And
yeah, I'm fucking glad too, man.
I mean, seriously, you are what it's about. Like, you and many other bands, I'm a nobody. I'm just a guy who likes to listen to music, and I'm trying to put it out there for other people who like to listen to music. But your
That's
band,
awesome, man. We appreciate that too.
I appreciate you and all the bands that have gotten in contact with me, because your band and all the other bands make my podcast. It's not me, dude. People don't listen to me. They listen to the bands. That's what my podcast is about. My first point was, I just want to thank you. I don't even know what my first point is.
Thank you.
You know what? I've had a few too many rums. And you
I'm
were
working on it, man. I'm working on it. I gotta go in there.
I know. You're sitting out in the cold weather on a cell phone with your jacket on outside of Fletcher's talking to my ass. Thank you very much.
You gotta do what you gotta do. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You can't fucking sit and cry about it. You just gotta fucking go out and do it. Hey, my feet are a little bit cold, and I'm a little bit cold, but in a minute I'm gonna go inside and be warm, and I'll be fine.
Hey, thank you very much.
All for the cause. Hey, real quick, before we end this, I just want to let people know how they can find us.
Yeah, man.
If you go to myspace.com/agentsofthesun, you can find us there. Lots of cool pictures, and you know, leave us a comment. Something we always respond. Also, we have our own site, which is agentsofthesun.com. And you know, we'd love to hear from you guys, man. Anything you guys want to say. If you want to tell us we suck, that's fine. If you want to tell us we rock, that's cool. You know, just whatever. We love it. We love interacting with our fans. And on top of that, I can't wait to meet you, James. You sound like a really cool motherfucker. And you know, next time we play a show, you're in.
Hey, I'm gonna. You got T-shirts or anything yet? Or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We always have
them. Oh no, shit! You got T-shirts?
Yeah.
Well, listen, man. If you let me into your show for free, I will buy a T-shirt.
Dude, that is fucking great. That's such a great thing to say.
Well, fuck, man,
very cool, man. Very cool.
Hey, T-shirts cost fucking money, man.
Definitely.
Hey, I know a lot of people go to these shows and. Luckily, I've been let into some shows for free, and I totally appreciate it, but that fucking merchandise costs fucking money.
Yeah,
definitely. You know? And listen, you guys got a great sound, great vibe, and
thank you so much,
man. You know what? It's a shame that I had to surf MySpace to find you, and, you know... the vast media that is radio did not lead me to you, and if I had my say, you'd be on my show. But that's why I'm not on radio. Hey, guy, you're fucking cool. You're freezing your ass off. You've been great. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and where's your next show again?
Our next upcoming show is going to be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. But that's going to be on this weekend coming up. So I'm not sure what time this podcast.
Well, actually, this podcast is going to run later. So
I would just suggest going to our sites and checking our shows.
Yeah, that's it.
That'd be a better idea.
That's it. Okay, your fans will definitely do that, and new listeners will definitely do that. And, hey, one last shout-out to your fans.
We fucking love you, man. Can't wait to see you.
Thanks a lot. You've been great.
All right, James. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Bye.
Rock on!
All right, that's going to wrap up the show. I want you guys to stay tuned for my next two podcasts. I got two more great interviews with two more great bands. I'm going to throw in some other bands in there you can check out. One thing I failed to mention, Agents of the Sun is on D-Side Records. Go check them out. They got a lot of great bands. Also, 30-06 currently is being shopped. They're not signed to any label, indie or whatever. So if you're a record promoter out there, snatch them up, man. Go get them. Get some. All right. I need you guys to do me one last favor before I play Therapy by Agents of the Sun, and that's pick up your cell phone right now. I don't care if you want to cuss me out. Tell your boss he fucking sucks dick. Come on, fuckos. I need to hear if what I'm doing is hitting you. Come on. 206-350-2163. Give me a ring. Give me a shout out. All right. Thanks for listening. Good night. Fuck you.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you're jumping out of your skin just so you can reach it? Between the black and white.